Good morning, church family. This is such an exciting Sunday. We are here to welcome you, first of all, to Grace Bible Fellowship. My name is Andrea Irvin. I don't get to see some of you, but I am the pastor's wife here at Grace Bible Fellowship and also work with the children, and so I don't see many of you. So for you guests and those of you joining us on Facebook, we just welcome everybody this morning. We are going to have a very special time of baptism and of recognizing just these boys and girls. And so we're excited to have you here. Pastor Chris is not with us this morning. He threw his back out this morning. And so we are on plan C, you know. A and B, they were gone earlier today. So thank you. Thankfully, we have so many wonderful people. Matt will be baptizing this morning as we go through this time of baptism. So I'm just going to actually lead us all in prayer as we begin this morning. Father God, we just come to you right now, and we thank you just for this amazing, beautiful morning. I thank you for these students who are here, who are giving testimony of their life as a Christian, and for this opportunity that they can show their family, their friends, for the people around them, that they are choosing to follow Christ in their life. And I pray for these boys and girls. I pray for their nerves. I just pray for everybody just to feel your presence this morning. Go before us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a little bit about these kids. And the first one I'm going to talk about is Riley. Riley, you want to come on up here? I told you Coach Steele, oh, not this Riley, sorry, Riley. Riley Eubanks. You were probably about to get really scared. All right, come here, sweetie. All right. There you can take them off, and they'll help you around front. They're going to. All right, this is Riley Jo Eubanks. She's 11 years old, and she is going to be in the fifth grade at Garden City Elementary. They have been in our church for years, and we were very sad to have them move this summer, but we know that they're in a great place, but they wanted to come back for this special Sunday. Riley grew up in church. She's been here at Grace Bible for the past 8 years. Her favorite church activity is singing in the musicals at Christmas, and we will greatly miss that. The pastor at church camp spoke to us a lot about following Christ, and I really enjoyed all the stories from the Bible. I enjoy learning about the Bible through devotionals and Bible studies that we do at our house. As of now, I am starting a new school year, and I would love for our church family to pray for my new beginning and all that, so that all goes well. I look forward to learning more about Jesus and growing in his love. A special verse for her baptism is Isaiah 40:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All right, Riley.
I'd like to ask you, have you asked Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior? Right? And it is my honor and privilege to have you hold your nose. And then you grab your arm. Grab your hand. All right, I won't hold you under very long. It is my honor, my little sister, to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in death, raised to walk in newness of life.
Great job, Riley. You're going to have an amazing year. All right. Our second candidate is Caden Gibbs. Caden, come on up here. All right. Put that, go right, take that to Mr. Turner. There you go. And you can take your shoes right around. All right, All right. Caden tells us, hi, my name is Caden Gibbs. I'm entering the sixth grade. Grace Bible Fellowship is the church I've gone to since I was a little kid. Mom and Dad talked to me about Jesus, and this summer I went to church camp at Riverbend in Glen Rose. As I grew up, I felt like that I wanted to understand more. I want to pray to the Father, and I want to ask everyone in our community to embrace the love that I have into my heart. My favorite verse is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Okay, Caden. Amen. Good job, Caden. All right, and now we have Cooper Moni. Come up here, Cooper. Right, Cooper is number three in the Mountie siblings, and so when Cooper has been talking a lot about wanting to get baptized, he's talked a lot about he knows exactly who Jesus is. He was going to actually earlier this year, but got sick that morning, so we're excited to get to do this morning. And when you talk to Cooper and you ask Cooper about why does he want to be baptized, he says, I want to get baptized because I want to grow up and follow Jesus and do the right thing. I love God and church is fun. I mean, shouldn't it always be that way, right? All right, Cooper, here we go. And our fourth one this morning, Miss Keegan. Got your shoes off. She has these cute Converse high tops on that we didn't think would do well in the water. All right. All right, Keegan. Keegan comes today and says, I want to get baptized today because I have decided to accept Jesus into my heart and follow him. This decision came after a year full of many trials, and I realized that God was with me every step of the way. I now know that he loves me unconditionally. Amen. Well, church family, those are our four candidates this morning. There's nothing more precious to watch is to see young people just give their hearts to Jesus. And now we get the opportunity to help disciple them and help them grow in their walk with the Lord. Okay, so what we're going to do during this now transition is we have a video. We're going to be recognizing and highlighting our children's ministry, and so we're going to take a few minutes and watch this video. That was just last year. That's not... that was a lot, you guys. That was a lot. Here you go, sweetie. Let me get Cooper's his so they can see when I recognize him here in a minute. There you go. Okay, so I'm going to take a few minutes and just kind of recognize some of the things that we do here in the children's ministry. First of all, I always like to go over just our mission. Our mission is found in Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9. And that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts, impress them upon your children, talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk the roads, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. These were the instructions that were given many years ago to the Israelites. They were crossing the Jordan River. They were about to go into the land that was flowing with milk and honey. They'd been wandering around, and now they had this opportunity not only to... They had this opportunity now to live according to the decrees that he was leaving them. And so we take that to heart over in our children's ministry, and we try with everything to impress his commands upon their hearts. We talk about it when we sit, when we stand, when we are riding to ball games, when we're walking to the park, when you're at home, when you're going to bed. We try to be very, very intentional about God's commands. And so I just wanted to tell you just about these boys and girls, you know, that are here today. First of all, I can't say enough thank yous just to our security team, because this is the future of Grace Bible Fellowship down here. And they are protecting them. They work very hard to keep us safe in everything. It doesn't matter if we're up here for VBS. It doesn't matter if we're up here for Journey Group. We know that we have eyes on us at all times that are keeping us safe. So every year I just have to say over and over, thank you for everything that you do. And hang on just a second. My papers all fell. Now I know how Chris feels when he misplaces them in different order. Thought all those, that is not what I had written. So, okay. So I like I said, I thank you to the GBF, just the security team. And I just also want to say a huge shout out to the many volunteers. There's probably over 60 volunteers that help in the preschool and in the children's area. And that's a lot of volunteers. And each of them commit to go through training. They go through security checks. They go through emergency practices. They have gone to camp. They have gone to overnight retreats. And we just appreciate, because it takes everybody to help with us. So I just want to say thank you as well to them. So let me tell you about these boys and girls down here. The first group that I want to talk about is we have a brand new group that is going to be joining us every year at this time. The kids start school on Wednesday. Some have already started. But the pre-K kids that go into kindergarten, they have a very big, big year. And so they get to move out of the preschool and they get to come into the summit. And so we have five of them this morning that are going to be coming to the summit. And so I'm going to recognize them. If they're here, I want them to come up here and join me for just a second. Is Barrett, there's so many, Barrett Morrow. I know the Morrows are here, so come here, Barrett. Come on up here. We have Barrett, we have Boone and Steele Smith. You guys want to come up here? I know. See if you can just come sit right up here. All right, thank you, Barrett. Okay, Barrett, stand right here. Come here, guys. Dad can come. Look at these. Handsome. We have Chase Ward. and Pace Moni. Moni number four. Perfect. Look here, I'll even, boys, I'll put your dad to work right here. All right, so one of the rite of passage is you get your name tag, all right? These name tags are very special. You'll notice all the boys and girls down here have name tags on, unless they're missing. And they're filled with beads, okay? So he's going to give you one. And in a few minutes, we're going to take you and let you go make your name tag and add your very first bead. Every time you come to Sunday school, you get a bead. And as soon as they get 10 beads, you saw many of the pictures of them holding a Bible. Well, the boys and girls receive a Bible that is their very own. You are to read it. We all use the same Bible, so when we're looking things up, they say the same thing. And, all right, let's have you guys turn around here and show everybody how handsome you are. Y'all scoot down just a little. All right, scoot over there so you and brother can come in. All right, I know they don't have your names on them yet. All right, we're boy heavy in this church, but now, can y'all, let's clap for this wonderful group that's about to come. All right, tell you what, if you guys, you want to just sit right there on that step, just sit down, easy, can y'all sit down for me, just right there, yeah, just sit right there you go. And we'll wait. We'll be done here in just a second. Okay? All right, y'all are great. Okay. Now, the second group I want you guys to see is if you are in the third grade going into fourth grade. Third grade going into fourth grade. Y'all come stand over here. Third grade going into fourth grade. Clay, Clara, Shiley. Is that it? Where's Liam? All right, Liam. All right, here, y'all come right up here. All right. See, look here. Look at Owen, boys. See how many beads he has? Look at that. They have worked hard. These kids now have been in the Summit for 4 years. That's as long as we've had that building open. So this is our first group that's moving now to the launch pad. We're going to launch them out of the Summit, and each week they will go, and they will be part of our new preteen department, and they will be heading out with a little bit different than actually staying in there. They will actually go. So we're going to launch them to kind of start preparing them for junior high. So y'all clap for this wonderful group here. I believe every one of them, let's see, Shiley, hold your Bible up. This is the Bible that our church family presents to every student. Every one of these kids has their Bible, and they have used them a lot. We have learned how to duct tape Bibles back together. So anyway, y'all can go sit down. Thank you. And then the last group that I'm going to present is the group that has been in the launch pad, and now we are launching them to the youth group. Okay? So a fifth grader here middle school, and they become part of the secondary school. And so I have several of these students just to recognize. And with each one of them, I will present them a certificate, but I also have a certain word that I want to give them for as they go into junior high. And so the first one that I want to recognize is Turner O'Neill. And y'all have to stay up here. All right, Turner, this morning I'm giving you the word boldness, okay? And your verse is Exodus 14, 13 through 14. It says, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians will see today that you will, the Egyptians you see today, you'll never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you need only to be still." Turner has always displayed a boldness in the children's ministry. He has been examples to a lot of these younger kids, and I know he's going to do the same in junior high, and we're going to miss him, but I'm excited for you getting to move over there. So, okay, you have to stay up here. All right, Barrett. Barrett Jennings. Barrett's parents sing with us on Sunday mornings. You've seen him. But Barrett, the word I'm giving you is soar, okay? Your verse is Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So you think of that word this next year as you're moving into a new part of your schooling. And you be nice to your administrator. All right, Gibby, as they call him, Caden Gibbs. Come on up here, Caden. Caden, of course, was baptized this morning, but his word is perseverance. This verse is James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And sometimes life is hard, and you have persevered well. I'm so proud of you. Trey Andrews. Is Trey here this morning? I thought I saw Sarah. No? Okay. All right. And Jackson Farah. Is Jackson here this morning? Okay. All right. Well, these are our new kids going into middle school. So let's give them one more clap. And we are excited for what you guys have to do. So y'all can go sit down. All right. And then I have two more certificates and verses I'm going to present this morning. Since Riley and Zane are leaving us, I want y'all to come up here because I'm going to make you honorary graduates of the summit. We are very sad to see them go, but these are wonderful, wonderful boys and girls that I know are going to do a wonderful thing in your new school in Garden City. So, Riley endured the only female in the launch pad this year with all of those boys. So she was amazing. But I had to put a phrase, not one word. But her word is to seize the moment. And I'm giving her Esther 4:14. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Esther is a beautiful story, and I want you to read it one day, but sometimes you're placed in positions. You guys are in a position where everybody in school knows who you are because of your dad, and sometimes that can be hard, and sometimes, and so my children had to live through that, but God places you in certain positions for certain times, and I fully believe he has you there for a certain reason. And Zane is a mini graduate this morning, but Zane has, his word is excellence. Zane has a way of, he wants to always know more, and he wants to know everything, and I love that. So I'm giving him 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you. Set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Never give up being excellent for the Lord. All right, y'all can sit down. Y'all clap for them. All right, well, that concludes what I have this morning. I am going to close us out in prayer, and the boys and girls are actually just going to sit with you all this morning. We're going to finish out our service just with song, since Pastor Chris is not here. And we are going to take the five little, these guys right here. Maybe I can get Mr. Smith. Oh, there he is. Hey, would you guys here, after I pray, we're going to go with Mr. Smith, and we're going to actually go to the summit for a little tour before next week. So let's pray. Lord, we come to you today. I thank you for all these boys and girls, all they have done, all that they just bring each week. They bring such an innocence and a simple understanding of wanting to know that God loves them and just how easy it is to love. I thank you for a church family that surrounds them, that supports them, that gives financially so that our programs can run and disciple them in many ways. We thank you for this time. We ask that our thoughts and our words and our actions be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, so as Andrea said, Chris isn't here, so we're doing things a little out of our normal order. He asked me, if he would have asked me to preach for him, it would have been, I'd be in New Mexico by now. But thankfully he didn't ask me to do that. I can drown people for him and do all that kind of thing. But in lieu of his message today, which I guess we'll push off till next week, he asked me to read an email that I have scheduled to send out tomorrow at 8 a.m. So if you're here, you're going to get the same thing in the morning. I'm not going to cancel it. But this is what he wanted me to share with you guys. Dear church family, there's a right time and a right way to do everything, though no one can tell the future. That's Ecclesiastes 8:6. And this next part's from Rick Warren. In many aspects of your life, from business decisions to your closest relationships, timing can make all the difference. And as a follower of Christ, it's critical for you to stay tuned in to God's timing. Every great accomplishment involves timing. A successful football catch requires incredible timing between quarterback and receiver. In business, good timing in the market, particularly decisions about hiring and expanding, can mean everything. If you sing, you know how important it is to keep time with the other musicians. Well done. I like to compare leadership to surfing. No surfer says, "Let's go make some waves today." Surfers can't create waves in the ocean. Only God can do that. Surfers wait for the waves that God creates. That means surfers spend a lot of time waiting. Sometimes they might see a wave and let it go, knowing it's not the right time. Then the surfer sees just the right wave, starts paddling faster and faster, catches the wave, rides the wave, and gets off the wave without wiping out. Surfing looks easy, but it requires a lot of skill. The same is true in life. You have to develop the skill of timing. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8:6, there is a right time and a right way to do everything, though no one can tell the future. There's a rhythm to life. Learning to do the right thing at the right time takes skill. Christians often call that skill walking in the Spirit. The more you grow as a follower of Christ, the better you get at walking in the Spirit. Again, that's Rick Warren. Now, Chris. Sometimes God's Spirit leads us to run fast. Sometimes he leads you to walk slowly. And sometimes he leads you to just be still and wait. For the next several months, we're going to learn about waiting on God's timing while we practice walking in the Spirit. We did this while seeking the Lord concerning land, and look how that turned out. The Lord miraculously provided 20 acres, 3 minutes from our current location, and all the water, sewer, and electricity is already there waiting on us. But waiting is hard, especially when you are waiting for the unknown. However, we do know that God provides for those who seek him, his righteousness, and commit their way to him, in Matthew 6:33 and Psalm 37:4. Thank you for joining us in this GBF family quiet time as we learn to walk by the Spirit and stay tuned in to God's timing, and encourage someone who may be fearful today to walk by faith. I love you and consider it an honor to serve the Lord with you, Pastor Chris. All right, so he wanted me to make a point. I'll say this again in the announcements, but in the bulletin, he had me add a GBF email list, and I put contact Matt beside it, so you'll see this in your bulletin. If you're not getting our emails every week, you should be getting an email from me every week, at least one, and lately it's been more than one a week. If you're not on that list and you want to be, go ahead and you can find me today and give me your email address. You can put it in the visitors form, even if you're not a visitor, you just need to send me your email. You can put it on this, tear it off, and put it in the offering box back there. or you can fill out the Breeze form that's linked on our website. But either way, if you want to just come find me, write it on a piece of paper, hand it to me, I'll shove it in my pocket, and I promise I won't forget later today. I'll add you to the email list. That way you can get our weekly bulletin and sermon notes, but Chris is also going to be sending out building updates similar to that one most weeks. So if you want those, go ahead and get your email to me, and I'll make sure that you're on that roster. All right, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer. We're going to pray for Chris and pray that everything goes well with him in this week. And then we've got one more song to sing before we dismiss. Father, we thank you so much just for the opportunity to come here and witness the things we've witnessed this morning. And I love singing that song, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus," on days when there's baptisms, and especially with young people who have decided to go against the grain. There's a lot of people walking around there that know you that for some reason have a fear of being baptized in front of people. And I get it. It's nerve-wracking to be up on the stage sometimes, but what an example that sets for others when you declare your faith in Christ. And I thank you for the testimony that each of those kids brought today and for how it strengthens the rest of us. And Father, we pray that as each of these kids moves on to another ministry in our church or moves to another town, we pray that your guiding hand will be on them and for all the adults that are working with them. We are imperfect, but help us to lead them in your truth. You can take care of the rest. Just help us to lead them in your truth, Father. And I pray that they will follow after you with a hunger that none of us have experienced. And Father, we pray for Chris this morning. You know exactly what is going on with him, and I pray for healing. I pray that this week he'll be able to go about his normal business and not be held back. And Father, thank you for a church family that steps up. So many people stepped up this morning when we heard that plans were going to have to change. And it's fun to joke about, and we can have a good laugh, but thank you that we are not a church that thinks it's about us. We are here to glorify you. Everything that we do in this service is for your glory, not for the glory of any person in this building. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for Pastor Chris. We pray for healing for him. Thank you for this church family and the amazing blessings that you continue to pour on us. Thank you for the example of these kids. And, Father, may our words to you in this next song just be a blessing to you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.